Mais ils n'ont pas. C'est mort, catch me.
We begin with Darkness on the Delta, a barbershop arrangement, directed by 1997 graduate Michael Anderson, a music historian who, in fact, wrote the wonderful history of our club that was published by University of Notre Dame Press in conjunction with our review. We move on then to Felix Mendelssohn's stirring motet, Parigi Alto, Mendelssohn, famous 19th century music. We continue with On the Banks of the Canadian folk song that sardonically tells the tale of a rough man meeting with a cop. Our director is Matthew Swanson, 2011. The arranger is Los Angeles-based composer. Finally, a spiritual swing down cello, a signature song, the gospel theme, the book of the Brooklyn. Our soloists are 2000 graduate Matthew McDonald, 2003 graduate.
not too hard. It snowed 5 inches in South Bend today. So we began in Houston Saturday night, and we're continuing. Last night we were in Dallas, and then we'll continue westward, ending in Phoenix next this Saturday coming up, and fly back Sunday to complete our spring term. We begin our concert. The first half is kind of our classical half. We start with Brother Sing On, a song by Edvard Grieg, arranged as an American men's chorus staple as Brothers Sing On by Edward McKinney. We move on now to a couple of settings of English poetry. The first, Give Us Some Music, a piece composed for us in honor of our centennial. You saw some of that centennial concert. We welcomed over 500 of our alumni back to campus in the fall of 2015. David Conti wrote this wonderful piece for the occasion. We continued then with Thou Didst Delight My Eyes, a beautiful poem of unrequited love set by Gerald Finzi, one of the most distinguished British composers of the second half of the 20th, or I guess more or less the first half, the middle third of the 20th century. So again, thanks so much for coming on tonight. We're thrilled to be here in this wonderful facility. Beautiful sanctuary, so we hope you enjoy it. Jeremiah by Thomas Tallis, late 16th century English composer. After that, a couple of songs actually for the Christmas season. The first is another British song, Healy Wallan, great cathedral composer, again, post-war, from post-war Britain. Two choir version of kind of the mystical setting of this lovely poem of a small choir against a large choir, the small choir representative of the three kings. And then after that, Lux Arumque, a quite well-known choral piece from the last 15 years, Eric Whitaker, composer. It has kind of a modern idiom clusters kind of coming in and out of tune, coming in and out of like, sweet harmony with this long note on the top of the texture. Floating above these clusters of chords.
Thank you.
visit Europe again, this time actually with the Notre Dame Symphony Orchestra. I direct that group as well. We're going, about 100 of us all, taking Northern Europe by storm, Poland and Czech Republic. First, we have a very witty drinking song. The poem is by Goethe, and the composer is Felix Mendelssohn. And then after that, a really great arrangement, one of the gems of the male chorus literature, Traumlicht. The composer is Richard Strauss, of 2001 and all the 12 poems. And the poet is Friedrich Ruckert, who was an active poet about 1800.
Man geträumt, man weiß, man das Wäsche, wie 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 man geträumt, man weiß, man das Wäsche, w
Sidney Guillaume, a Haitian-American composer based in Los Angeles. He's setting the text of his dad. His dad is a poet. And the text kind of speaks to this struggle of the, kind of the Haitian condition, tragedy and conflict and striving to surmount these the stresses of that have befallen this first independent country in the Americas. Got its independence back in 1801. Soon after our own, and been beset by catastrophes of slavery and of natural disaster and tremendous will of trying to surmount these. And the poem, I think, speaks to that in a profound way. After that, a piece setting by Lee Hoyby, a well-known American composer, recently passed on, a setting of a text by Private Jesse Gibbons. And as the title indicates, this is that letter that he wrote to his family that one never wants to open. He was killed in Iraq in 2004. It's just a beautiful text, heartbreaking, eloquent letter of a love letter to his family. His wife, Melissa, his son, his stepson, Dakota, who he refers to also as Toad in the song, his name, and then their unborn child, who he's little brief vignette he refers to as Bean. It's a really beautiful text set, and it's kind of deceptively hard for the choir in a sense. It goes through every key in the chromatic scale, but you wouldn't know it because it flows so naturally. It's really quite a musical achievement as well as a kind of a testament to a profound statement by an American hero. You can read about Jesse Gibbons and his family in the Denver Post. You can look at their website. He's from the Denver area, and they had a wonderful series of articles about Jesse Gibbons and this letter.
Depuis maintenant des temps, des montées, des sons, nous courons tout à tout en courant chez qui vous. Mais pas tellement chanter, mais dormir, mais lever, mais prier, mais pleurer. C'est capo sous capo, capo.
Thank you.
tuck the children in, give them hearts and kisses from me.
Plena, Et verbum caritas.